from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, May 25th. Coming up, when COVID-19 was at an all-time high in the U.S. last year, veterinary diagnostic centers stepped up to meet the testing demand. We'll find out how they might be involved in preventing the next pandemic in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A police officer killed in the line of duty will be laid to rest on Wednesday. Illinois Newsroom's Reginald Hardwick tells us about the funeral service and procession.
Champaign police say a funeral service honoring Officer Chris Oberheim will take place Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Maranatha Assembly of God Church in Decatur. Following the service, there will be a funeral procession to the Monticello Cemetery. Oberheim was shot last Wednesday while responding to a domestic disturbance at a Champaign apartment complex. The suspect was also killed. A second officer was wounded but released from the hospital over the weekend. Oberheim was 44 years old. He leaves behind a wife and four children. Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Newsroom.
Illinois higher education institutions are getting emergency relief funding from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. Teresa Amott is president of Knox College in Galesburg. She says a large chunk of that institution's $3.5 million in ARP funds is going to direct aid for students.
Our students have lost their on-campus jobs. They've lost their summer jobs. Their families have lost jobs. As a result, they have food insecurity, they have rent insecurity, they have transportation insecurity. Our students are using these funds for basic, everyday necessities.
Amott says funding is also averting layoffs and furloughs at Knox College and recouping the hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on COVID testing. April home sales were up sharply from a year ago in Illinois, while rising more modestly in Champaign County. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports.
272 homes were sold in the Champaign County area last month. The Champaign County Association of Realtors says that's a 3.5% increase from a year ago. Statewide, April home sales are up about 35% from a year ago, according to the trade group Illinois Realtors. CCAR President Liz McDonald says a shortage of inventory is holding home sales back in Champaign County, and that puts sellers in a catch-22 position.
There's people that would be willing to sell their homes, but they are in the same crunch. They don't know where they're going next because there might not be a home available for them to buy.
McDonald says she hopes inventory will improve as COVID-19 restrictions are lifted and people feel more confident. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
There were no new COVID-19 cases reported on the University of Illinois Urbana campus in testing conducted on Sunday. That's the third straight day with no new cases on campus after the end of the spring semester. Still to come, we'll learn how veterinarians and the U.S. Department of Agriculture are working to help prevent the next pandemic. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Hi, this is Chantal Vaca, and I'm the engagement producer for the 21st, and I'm curious. What issues in Illinois matter to you most right now? Join the 21st Text Club and add to our weekly conversation. Just text TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. Let's keep in touch.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Animal disease labs across the country stepped up to meet the need for COVID-19 testing. Because of their experience tracking animal diseases, the labs had the infrastructure to test and monitor the coronavirus. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports how these labs might play a role in preventing the next pandemic.
Johnna Mazet has seen her fair share of coronaviruses.
Hundreds of coronaviruses.
For the past 10 years, Mazet was the director of the project called PREDICT. Its goal? Detect emerging diseases around the world that could transfer from animals to humans, called spillover events. Mazet says they happen all the time.
Most novel diseases, emerging infections, jump from one species where they've evolved and they don't cause big problems into others.
But in other instances, Mazet says the results can be bad.
Sometimes things jump into livestock, cook along, and then jump into people or affect our food supply so devastatingly that it has a major effect on food security, nutrition.
These spillover events are why veterinary science and public health for humans are intertwined, and why animal disease experts could play a role in preventing the next pandemic.
In the last 10 years, more than 70% of the emerging diseases that have affected humans have an animal component.
That's Ken Burton. He's a coordinator for the National Bio and Agro Defense Facility, known as NBAF. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is working with Homeland Security to create a massive lab with the goal of preventing any emerging diseases that might threaten the food supply chain or agriculture industry. Burton says when the next pandemic rolls around, their facility could play a part in preventing it.
It could provide a supporting role in future public health crises with relation to the basic animal research that's done and diagnostics and countermeasure development, in addition to training and response.
Animal disease experts and the USDA were already involved in the COVID-19 pandemic. Labs like the Oklahoma Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab in Stillwater stepped up to expand testing capacity.
It was like a wartime effort.
That's Jerry Saliki, the director of the laboratory. His lab is part of a network working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture as a way to surveil animal diseases across the country. By last September, the lab ran 110,000 COVID-19 tests. Saliki says labs like his are used to large amounts of testing.
Rarely does a period of 5 years go by without a major outbreak of a disease involving millions of one animal species. So we have that experience over a long period of time.
Infectious diseases that spreads through livestock could be devastating for the agriculture sector. A current example is the African swine fever outbreak in China. Some areas of the country have lost at least half of their sows. Experts like John and Mazette think government facilities like NBAF play a role in preventing diseases, but there needs to be early monitoring and action to prevent diseases.
We should have been ready and been watching for all these coronaviruses that we know can jump species earlier. But even when it happened, then we waited weeks to actually months before the international community jumped in. So we need to have that early flag, respond quickly and largely, and then scale back when we get it under control or if it's not a real problem.
NBAF wasn't up and running for COVID-19, but Burton says animal disease labs have a better roadmap for how to help during the next pandemic.
Collaborations not only within the agricultural community, but also the crossover between the human side and the animal side is going to be extremely important going forward.
NBAF is expected to open in October, but as Burton and other experts know, that could be critical to preventing the next pandemic. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see partly cloudy skies and continued warm temperatures with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Carolina Garibay. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Tim Shelley, Jim Meadows, and Seth Bodine. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.